Ngaphandle kwenkomo umkhuhlane weanthrax ulo ubikwa usuhlasele abantu abangamakhulu aphezulu kwamahlanu 518 lokhu uqhamuke enyakenye ngolwezi kodwa kula othe wabulawa yiwo. Uhlangothi lokwelatshwa lokunakekelwa kwezifuyo le-Department of Veterinary Services oluphansi kogatsha lwezokulima lubika ukuba seluthole imibiko ethi sekufe inkomo ezidlula amathumi amathathu 36 kusukela ngenyanga edluleyo. Osaphethe isikhundla somqondiso lwaloluhlangothi uDr. Pius Makhaya uthi kulabantu abedlula amakhulu amahlanu 518 ababanjwe yilo mkhuhlane elizweni lonke kodwa akula mibiko yokuthi kulomuntu osebulewe yiwo. Ngakho ke uxwayisa abantu ukuthi bengadli inyama yenkomo ezifele yodwa ngoba kungazakala ukuthi ingabe ibulewe yi-anthrax loba hatshi.
People are advised not to eat meat which you don't know the source where the source is, especially those animals which are actually nice 2 years when they have 2 years old. Normally they are affected and they die while they're actually in good condition. And people really, they don't want to lose that meat, and they tend to eat the meat, and they don't report to the veterinary services authorities. People are advised not to eat animals known as afadzega at Fawkujiwa, especially these days, because of anthrax in this country.
Uqhubeke uMakhaya ethi, kunje leZimbabwe selithola amajekiseni okuvikela imikhuhlane eyama-vaccine, evele kwele Botswana engaba zinkulungwane ezidlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 460,000 lanxa ilizwe lidinga isigidi lengxenye 1.6 million kusiya kuzigidi ezimbili 2 million ayiwo angenela ilizwe lonke.
So from the 426,000 doses which we received from Botswana, we are already vaccinating. In Gobe South, we've already vaccinated more than 57,000 cattle to make sure that anthrax and diabetes is under control, and we are going to continue vaccinating in all those hotspots. But to effectively control anthrax, Zimbabwe as a country, we need 1.6 to 2 million doses of anthrax. And the doses I've mentioned, they constitute only 21% of our needs.
Udubo lokuhlasela kwe-anthrax kwengalesi sikhathi sesizulu eZimbabwe uMakhaya uthi luvelele kwele Zambia.
But as I talk now, there is an outbreak of anthrax in Zambia, which originated from hippos in the Kariba and the Zambezi Basin. And you know, these hippos, they are not Zambian hippos. We share wildlife with Zambia. So it's actually our problem, both Zimbabwe and Zambia.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngabahlangothi lwezempilakahle enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba olwe-World Health Organization olwethule imibiko yokuthi sokuqhamuke umkhuhlane we-anthrax emazweni amahlanu awezwekazi le-Afrika abalisa iMalawi, Uganda, Kenya, Zambia kanye leZimbabwe. EleZambia yilo elibikwa lihlaselwe kakhulu ukwedlula wonke lawa mazwe. Umkhuhlane we-anthrax obikwa ulakho ukuthelelana lula ebantwini ngemva kokudla inyama yenkomo eyayibulewe yilo mkhuhlane. Izitshengiselo zalo mkhuhlane ezifuyweni zigoqela ukuqaleka kwenkomo zisifa ngobunengi, lokukhukhumala masinya kwenkomo lapho isifile, lokuguquka kombala wegazi lisiya kwelithanga. Ebantwini lomkhuhlane uziveza ngezilonda eziba khona emzimbeni wonke kodwa ezelaphekayo ngomuthi wama-antibiotic. Uphenyo oluthe lwenziwa eZimbabwe luveza ukuthi kulenkomo ezingaba yingxenye yesigidi 500,000 ezabulawa ngumkhuhlane owe-anthrax eminyakeni emithathu edluleyo ezibiza amadola emelika afika izigidi ezilikhulu lengxenye i-$150 million. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguDabo Kancube.